This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Well, on Saturday, the former Welsh international rugby star Gareth Thomas decided to come out as HIV positive. And this was greeted, you know, with support from groups around the world. And so he received support from this from both the princes in England, Prince Harry and Prince William. And remembering, of course, that gay icon, their mother, Princess Diana, was frequently commended for raising awareness of the issue of HIV positive patients.
Clearly, the 1980s.
Yeah,
she's raised some good kids there.
Yeah.
This is big. This is big news because he was the captain of the Welsh rugby team, and like over there, rugby's, you know, you're a god if you're on the national rugby team.
And Wales is a man's country, you know, in many ways. You know, I would say it's the conservative corner of the UK, but it has this image of ruggedness. Coal mining.
Ruggedness, you know. But they have these choirs too, don't they?
Yeah, they have the choirs, but the choirs are still quite, you know, masculine. So not to say that this gentleman isn't very masculine, but it's a little bit like their Ian Roberts moment, isn't it? But
yeah, it is our Ian Roberts.
Well, and I mean, it's such a contact sport, rugby, as well. I mean, I think that's very important as well.
Indeed.
So it's great. And look, you know, not far from the UK, we've got a study of a European origin but of global ramifications, and it's regarding chemsex. Nothing new to us as an overall theme. However, a new study's come out that shows worrying numbers of HIV, the spread of HIV and, of course, STIs. And it's an interesting story because, of course, we feel in the age of PrEP that this sort of phenomenon is sort of largely behind us, but it does actually talk to this to say that there's obviously a complacency with PrEP to some extent, and but the figures are quite astonishing across Europe. The number of men, for example, there's one study in Spain, 62% of 750 HIV-positive men that were surveyed, they reported, 60% reported having unprotected anal sex, and 62% had been diagnosed with an STI. So
the other thing too, a lot of the drug use, and this is something that Australia's not really got fully into before, but it's coming up here in Europe, is injecting drugs. So just it's really, sex. Really hardcore drug use, which I don't know why. Australia has never really been big in injecting drugs, thankfully.
No, and up to in this study, though, they've quoted figures like up to 20% of these men, HIV positive, have been engaged also in what you described, which is known as slam sex. Something to keep an eye on, this trend.
Very concerning, and hopefully it doesn't come here. Oliver, you've noticed a story in Ukraine?
Yes, let's go to that part of the Europe. So the second largest city in Ukraine had its first ever Pride March, but it was marred by violence from far-right activists. The mayor of Kharkiv, Ukraine, tried to stop the march with a court order after two police officers were treated for exposure to tear gas. Anti-gay rights protesters also threw eggs and the march towards the end of the event, and they clashed with everyone, basically. And it's quite sad to hear that, like, this is actually happening, like, in the world where, like, people cannot celebrate their identity. And how about, like, do we have other, like, stories about, like, whether some pride march in the world has been...
Well, they had one recently in Belgrade, but that went relatively smoothly, and they had the first ever one in... about 2 weeks ago in Sarajevo, Bosnia. But I think in Eastern Europe they always come with a dark cloud from on the sidelines from anti. You know, these are reasonably conservative countries religiously, but so it doesn't surprise me. Although Ukraine, you know, they're trying to portray this image to the world.
Thrilled that they've actually had a pride.
Well,
they've
it
got
is
enough other issues to deal with in Ukraine.
Yeah, and they, you know, they need to fight this fight because they want the world to see, you know, their fight with the Russians regarding what's happening in eastern Ukraine. So
now I noticed a story. It's out of the UK and it's about penguins. Now you'll be thinking, because we had a penguin story a few weeks back, you'll be thinking that I have a fetish here. No, it is not true. Two female penguins are set to raise the first gender-neutral chick in a London aquarium. So the same-sex penguin parents have taken a furry baby under, literally, quite under their wings. Rocky and Marama, they've been together for 6 breeding seasons. They've adopted a 4-month year-old Gentoo tick who has been classified as neither male nor female by the aquarium, so hence the gender-neutral term. When I first read this, I figured, how do you... Well, you can't ask the penguin, but no. Gender neutrality is a human construct but is completely normal in the animal kingdom, the zoo said. I did not know that. Kind of makes sense, I guess.
Well, I mean, of course, we know that in the world of frogs, because frogs are... amphibians are known. There are some amphibians that change their gender, can both be male and female to different periods. I might have I might be forgetting part of my high school biology, but so I'm sorry. Who I taught by my mother, by the way, who was a biology teacher. But sorry, Mum, if I've forgotten the details. There.
So they'd be non-binary parents, wouldn't they? These penguins.
Yeah.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.